President John Evans Atta Mills returned home last night from New York after attending the 66th session of the General Assembly of the UN. He was met on arrival by the Vice President John Dramani Mahama, Ministers of State and heads of the security agencies. Briefing the media at the Kotoka International Airport, President Mills described the trip as successful.
Well, we had a number of engagements. The main thing was the UN regular session, our attendance, and that was the biggest event. But I had quite a number of meetings also with friends of Ghana and bet officials of the World Bank and IMF and a number of investors who were interested in coming to Ghana. We have meetings of heads of state, like Open Governance, which was chaired by President Obama, and then, of course, there was the UN address also.
President Mills addressing the media at the Kotoka International Airport upon his arrival. President Mills has expressed surprise at the spin being put on the $3 billion loan facility the government has contracted from China. He explains that government needs the money for infrastructural development to attract more investors. Addressing the media on arrival at the Kotoka International Airport, President Mills said, on the contrary, the World Bank and the International Monetary Fund, IMF, are in support of government's initiative.
It's quite clear that they are very supportive, and I'm surprised that people are putting a stain on it. It's very clear because they know that we need this amount mainly for infrastructure development. You cannot develop if the infrastructure foundation is missing. So they were very, very supportive. There are a few details that we have to iron out, that's all.
You also met some investors in the U.S. In your interaction with them, what was their reaction?
Well, some of them are already here, and so they tell our story for us. I can see that interest in making Ghana the investment destination for many of them is very high. And as I've always said, it is our responsibility as government to create an enabling environment. And infrastructure development is one of the conditions that we have to fulfill. And I think that once we're able to lay a proper foundation, many of them are keen on coming for a number of reasons.
And that was President John Evans Atta Mills.